Welcome to Shaped by Scripture, a series designed to help you plant God's Word deep in your heart so it can transform your life. Every episode, we'll walk with you through God's Word, guiding you to memorize, understand, and apply Scripture in a way that strengthens your faith and shapes your daily walk with Christ. Here, we believe that when God's Word takes root in your heart, it changes everything from the way you think, to the way you live, to the way you love others. So take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's journey together as we are shaped by Scripture. Escaping the Burden of Debt, January 12, 2026. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. Proverbs 22:7. In 1958, a young husband walked into a furniture store with his new bride. They had almost no money, but they wanted to furnish their tiny home. A smooth-talking salesman welcomed them with a smile and said, "Don't worry about what you can afford, just pay later." He handed them a form to open a line of credit, and the couple left with a house full of furniture. Years later, the man would reflect, that moment felt like freedom. But what followed was months of anxiety, years of monthly payments, and a habit I didn't know I was forming. What began as a convenience became a chain. That story could be told thousands of times in different places, cultures, and contexts. Debt often arrives dressed as opportunity. It promises comfort, status, and control. But if left unchecked, it becomes a master. The burden of debt does not simply press against our wallets. It presses against our hearts, shaping how we think, feel, and live. Proverbs 22:7 pulls no punches when it says, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is the slave of the lender." This proverb reminds us that debt is more than an economic issue. It is also a spiritual reality. It entangles our freedom, redirects our loyalties, and often distances us from a life of open-handed generosity. When we become entangled in debt, our choices are narrowed, our energy is consumed, and our peace is disturbed. What once felt like liberty begins to feel like bondage. It's important to be clear, the Bible never declares debt to be a sin. Yet it consistently warns of its dangers, especially the long-term costs of borrowing beyond our means. Debt creates obligations that tie us to others, obligations of interest rates, deadlines, and expectations that we cannot escape until the debt is paid. This is why Scripture speaks so frequently about financial wisdom and the dangers of being overextended. God desires His people to walk in freedom, not in servitude to creditors. Explanation of Proverbs 22:7. The rich rules over the poor. The opening line states a sobering truth. Wealth and influence are often connected. Those who have resources usually exercise control over those who lack them. In every society, money provides access, power, and opportunity. The poor, on the other hand, often find themselves limited and dependent. This is not a command from God, but an observation of reality in a fallen world. The Bible repeatedly reminds God's people to guard against exploiting the poor. See Proverbs 14:31 and James 5:1-6. Yet Solomon's wisdom here points out that financial imbalance creates relational imbalance. Where riches exist, so often does authority, and the borrower is the slave of the lender. The second half of the verse makes the point personal. Borrowing is not merely a financial transaction. It is a voluntary surrender of a portion of one's freedom. When we take on debt, we give another person or institution authority over our future income, our schedule, and sometimes even our peace of mind. The strong word slave is chosen for a reason. A borrower must submit to repayment, regardless of circumstance. The lender's priorities take precedence over the borrower's freedom. In the ancient world, this could become literal slavery. Those unable to repay debts might be forced into servitude until their obligation was satisfied. Today, most debt does not result in that outcome, yet the emotional weight can feel similar. Many live under the constant reminder that their paycheck is already spoken for before it arrives. They feel chained by contracts, due dates, and interest rates. Memorization and meditation. Today marks the beginning of your work to memorize Proverbs 22:7. Slow down, reflect on its meaning, and take practical steps to place this verse deep in your heart. The prompts below will guide your practice. Or read the verse aloud, speak Proverbs 22:7 several times with focus and clarity. Let each phrase settle in your mind. Write the verse down, copy the verse carefully in a journal or on a card. Writing strengthens memory, usual questions, memory threat mesh. Art, writing the verse carefully in a journal or strongen card. Writing strengthens memory. Reflect on the meaning pause and consider how this verse applies to your own experience with money, freedom, and trust in God. Pray the verse. Father, thank you for reminding me that debt carries weight and shapes my heart. Teach me to be wise with what you have given me, to avoid the trap of unnecessary debt, and to trust you as my true provider. Guard my heart from loving money or possessions more than I love you, and help me to walk in the freedom you desire for me. In Jesus' name, Amen.